AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. A new AP NORC poll shows 71% of registered voters think the very future of the U.S. is at stake when they vote this year. AP polling reporter Hannah Fingerhut reports the pessimism is high among people in both parties.
Despite that, the poll shows us that voters are motivated to turn out this year. More than 8 in 10 registered voters say it is extremely or very important to them to cast a ballot.
Since the last midterm elections, voters have grown more negative about the country and people's rights. Early voting has started in Georgia, hours before the candidates for governor, incumbent Brian Kemp and Democrat Stacey Abrams, meet in the first of two scheduled debates. The suspect in the killings of six people in Stockton, California, is expected to appear in court tomorrow.
Investigators are trying to identify motive for Wesley Brownlee, who was taken into custody around 2 a.m. Saturday as police followed him. They say he was on a mission for his next victim, San Joaquin County D.A. Tory Verber-Salazar.
You don't come to our house and bring this kind of reign of terror.
And the suspect's reign of terror in our community has come to an end.
That's D.A.-elect Ron Freitas.
As the incoming district attorney, I look forward to prosecuting him to the fullest extent of the law.
Police say some victims were homeless, not all. None were beaten or robbed. The woman who survived said her attacker didn't say anything. I'm Julie Walker.
Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, is reeling from a Russian barrage of suicide drones packed with explosives. At least three people were killed. The new UK Treasury chief, Jeremy Hunt, reversed most of an economic package announced by the government just weeks ago, including a planned cut in income taxes. The nation's first trial over a state's ban on gender-confirming care for children begins in Arkansas. A district judge will hear testimony on evidence over the law he blocked, prohibiting such care for anyone under 18 years old. This is AP News. Jeep has unveiled its first fully electric vehicle at the Paris Motor Show.
This is a very special moment for the Jeep brand.
Jeep is promising an all-electric SUV with a range of 248 miles.
The Jeep Avenger 4xe concept.
Jeep CEO Christian Mounier says the company will be putting more electric vehicles on the road.
By 2025, we'll have 4 zero-emission vehicles in Europe. And by 2030, 100% of Jeep brand sales in Europe are expected to be fully electric, supporting the Stellantis carbon net zero targets.
Stellantis is the company resulting from the merger of Fiat Chrysler and PSA Group. The auto show in Paris is underway after a four-year absence because of the coronavirus pandemic. President Emmanuel Macron has set a goal of producing 1 million electric cars in France by 2027. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.